Poker Face, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Poker Face, by Lawrence Harlott. I was an experienced poker player, but right now I was losing something awful. The host smiled amorously at me and refilled my glass of white wine to comfort me. She was a tall, slim blonde, and her voluptuous breasts strained against her silk cream blouse. The first three buttons were already undone. I looked forward to finding out if she was a natural blonde. She'd not had to remove anything more than a pair of high heels and a necklace so far. What I didn't let on was that every time I threw down my cards, and to everyone's amusement, took off one item of clothing after another, I was losing on purpose. I finally had the chance to live out my secret desires without the risk of being arrested, if I played my cards wisely. There were five of us at the table. I'd barely spoken with Christopher, my manly opponent, who I'd met at the changing room of the gym I went to. But the last half hour had revealed that we had good chemistry. Two bottles of champagne had already been consumed. The atmosphere was electric. We were gathered for the sake of pleasure, to serve one another, a sensual feast of flesh. Aideen and I had been lovers for several years. She was small and thin and a head shorter than the hostess. She also looked like a boyish teenager. But no matter how well brought up you were, if she turned to face you, your eyes would be drawn to the buttons on her blouse, almost bursting open with her massive breasts. She was wearing her hair in a short ponytail, and every time my gaze fell upon her, it surprised me that I'd never fall in love with her. She had quirky specialities, but when you get right down to it, she was a woman of virtue. Red-headed Charlotte was sitting next to me, her white cheeks blushing while she unbuttoned her blouse. "Oh well," she said, pulling her bra strap down over her shoulder. She sat up straight, shuffled the cards and dealt them. Aideen was sitting beside the hostess. The look the hostess was giving Christopher revealed that she hoped he'd make a bad move. But Christopher still had his suit jacket flawlessly in place. "You lost again," said the hostess, and I threw my hands in the air. "Boxes or socks or tie?" "Socks come off in pairs, just so you know," Charlotte decided, sliding the other bra strap down over the other shoulder as well. I took off my socks. I lifted my glass of white wine and clinked glasses with Aideen. She lost the next round. She kicked off her shoes. Then Christopher finally pulled off his suit jacket. After that, the hostess had to take off a silk scarf. I longed to tear off my boxers and feel their gaze lingering on my body. I wanted them to be dressed, and when the hostess lost the next round again and pulled back her black tights over slender legs, draping them elegantly over the table between the prawn cocktail and the mayonnaise bowl, I was scared I was losing control of the situation.